Even though a nonprofit runs the visitor center, it receives federal funding, and its 6th and Market Street building is on federal property, so it's become a victim of the shutdown. With some National Park Service facilities reopening using state dollars, Visitor Center CEO James Corrado says he tried unsuccessfully to do the same in Philadelphia.
The response was that because we have received federal money in the past and because we will theoretically receive federal funding in the future, we are not permitted to open now, even though we could do so without any federal money at this time.
Albert Lee is one of the more than 30 workers left without a paycheck since the visitor center shut. He's very upset with Congress.
I vote for people who I think are smarter than me and make better decisions than I do. Apparently, I was wrong.
Tiffany Weber also wishes she could go back to work at the center.
It's the first time I've ever been in the situation, and really my job at the Independence Visitor Center is what gives me stability, and I need that to grow and to make it through all these new changes and understand what I need to do, financially speaking.
In the meantime, CEO James Corrado says the center has set up a one-person information desk at the Lights of Liberty show at 6th and Chestnut. He hopes it will help a few of the 12,000 people who usually use their facility. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.